88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 14 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast. The death toll from those devastating floods in eastern Spain has passed 150, with more torrential rain expected. Freelance journalist Melita Cameron Wood joins us now. Melita, we spoke to you yesterday and we feared at that point that the death toll would rise, and indeed that has sadly happened.
Yeah, it's very sad news. The Feria in Valencia, which is basically usually an exhibition centre, has been converted into a morgue. And the death toll is likely to continue rising as many people were trapped in vehicles and garages. And there have been reports on social media from residents of towns that were hit hard, like Catarroja, for example. Residents know that there are bodies in some of the garages, but it's just been impossible to access them. So it's been pretty harrowing, and the storm continues. We've still got alerts. Scattered thunderstorms are expected today. And if you look at the IMET website, which is basically where all of the weather warnings are published, you can see that the coastline from Tarragona down to Alicante, it has got alerts, some of which are amber, some of which are yellow. So Valencia city itself is on yellow alert at the moment, but just south and just north of Valencia along the coastline, we're on amber alert. And also, you know, there's news coming in from other places in Spain, like Huelva in Andalusia. A heavy rain started around 3:30 in the morning in Andalusia, and Huelva is now on red alert. So it's a developing story, creating quite a lot of anxiety across the various communities in Spain.
Some reports coming through of looting breaking out amid the chaos. Is that widespread, or is it pretty minor?
There have been loots because many of these, many of the supermarkets and small businesses have, the entrances have just been destroyed. It hasn't turned into a widespread phenomenon yet, but it has been happening, and there have been accounts online. There is a big police presence at the moment. The army has also been called in to help with the distribution of goods. One potential reason why these loots may have happened is that, there were delays in the distribution of goods. So some of these towns and communities were left without the basics. So that may have been a reason why this happened, but not to justify it at all, of course. Some people are definitely making the most out of the increased accessibility to these businesses, and using that as an opportunity to steal.
Freelance journalist Melita Cameron Wood, thank you indeed for talking to us from Spain this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.